This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, May 20th. God's word for you today is honor God. Our scripture reading is taken from Daniel 9, verse 4 and 9. And it says, I said, Lord God, you are great, and we honor you. You are faithful to your covenant and show constant love to those who love you and do what you command. You are merciful and forgiving. You may be in God's presence today thinking, is God really good? I know God is good sometimes, but is God really good all the time? Take a moment, think about it. Is God really good all the time? The fact that you can think about it is evidence of God's goodness. The fact that God allows you the liberty to question his goodness shows how good our God is. Is God good all the time? Absolutely and totally. So, I have to thank God no matter how I feel. We see from Daniel's life that Daniel thanked God no matter how he felt. Daniel kept his eye on the greatness of God, on the awesomeness of the king, and not on his situation and circumstance. If you will find that place in your heart to focus and realign your gaze on God and be grateful to God, you will begin to see what Daniel experienced and actually experience it in your life. When we fall on our knees and thank him, we realize that the best we can bring actually starts on our knees. The first thing Daniel did was to thank God no matter how he felt. For you to pray in and through a crisis and thereby break through in a crisis, you need to thank God no matter how you feel. How do you feel right now? Do you feel down? Do you feel low? Do you feel confused? Thank God no matter how you feel. Do you feel cheerful? Do you feel excited? Thank God no matter how you feel. Do you feel joyful? Do you feel radiant? Thank God no matter how you feel. This is our first lesson from Daniel. The second thing we'll learn from Daniel on how to pray in a crisis is honor God no matter what we see. This is huge. Honor God no matter what we see. Daniel was doing so well in the kingdom of Darius, and Daniel had some colleagues that were jealous of him. So they set him up by making the king sign an edict that caused things to work against Daniel. Daniel must have felt betrayed. He must have felt harassed. Daniel 6 verse 10 says, but when Daniel learned that the law had been signed, he went home and knelt down as usual in his upstairs room with its windows open toward Jerusalem. He prayed 3 times a day, just as he had always done, giving thanks to his God. Daniel knelt before God. He honored God. What will you do if they say, anyone that kneels down and prays will face the firing squad? Will you honor God no matter how you feel? Will you still kneel down and pray no matter how you feel? Some will say they will shut the door, lock the windows, and pray in private. Not Daniel. He opened his windows. He honored God no matter what he saw and felt. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to honor you no matter what I see. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.